Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Shine on the HILL Top Radio Show. What that is, Hilltop Mother.
Shut your mouth.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me?
Oh,
well, what that is?
Hilltop.
Charlotte, North Carolina, and
Money Mike, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show, man. Double Chocolate, welcome to the show.
What's up?
What's going on? How you guys doing tonight?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Do I need to turn the show off and start it back over again? Huh?
We need a little energy up in here tonight.
Something.
I'm up. Y'all need to catch up.
Ain't no y'all over here. I'm calling people's names.
Huh?
I'm calling people's names. They ain't paying attention. They must got the women with them tonight. Ain't that right, Money Mike?
See, he not me.
Oh, no. No women. No, sir.
All right.
I'm in this thing.
Yeah, something going on over there on that side of Louisiana. I don't know.
Yes, that's
anyway.
Going on, baby, because
I need some action on this side of Louisiana. I need some turnabouts and some turnarounds.
Yeah, we got some. We're supposed to have a good show for you guys tonight. We got a doubleheader. We got Most Stuval on the top of the hour, and then the top of the next hour we got Leroy Allen. Bringing you guys some good soul, southern soul music. I thought I saw Moses song number up, but I get there. It is here. We go.
Okay, now I'm in. I can hear y'all talking about the ladies being with folks. I ain't got no lady with me. Ain't no woman with me. But y'all couldn't hear me. I can hear y'all, but nobody can hear me.
Yeah, I had you on. I didn't have you on. I forgot to open up your mic, but now it's open, man. Welcome to the show.
And I'm just talking, man, sounding like an idiot. I'm like, hold on, I know. I hung up so I can call back. Yeah, but no, I'm solo dolo, bro. I'm going to be at the house by myself. That's what I'm about to do tonight.
Yes, all right, sir. Man. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. Man, first of all, man, before we go any further, man, how's your father doing, man? How's your dad doing, man?
Oh, man, he's blessed, man. We did a show in Oklahoma last Saturday, and we were in Orlando maybe 3 weeks ago getting ready for another big tour this summer. So he's doing well, man, 75, man, and still kicking like a chicken.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Tell him next time you talk to him, man. Let him know DJ Sean sends his love and prayers to him, man. Yeah, man.
I'm going to definitely do it, man. I appreciate all the love, everybody around the country, hip hop, man. He gets a lot of love. And working on some new material for him. He's getting ready to be put into the Blues Hall of Fame on April 30th, and I'm going to be the MC. I get to pass that award to him, and then May 5th, the city of Houston, May 6th, the city of Houston is going to honor that man. You know, so he's got a lot of accolades. Got about to have quite quick, man, right here next
man.
Month.
Yeah, he put a lot of sweat and tears in this industry, man. So, man, it's good that, you know, Houston is recognizing him, man. And shouts out to Houston for doing that for your pops, man. Yes, sir.
No doubt, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. And again, man, I want to again thank you for coming back on the show, man. Shouts out to JW Jen for hooking this up, man. And I know you're doing your thing. Your radio show is going good, man. Talk to us about, you know, let everybody know where they can follow you at on your radio show, man, that you do.
Yeah, you can catch me on the radio at www.wjldradio.com, Monday through Friday, and it's 9 a.m. to noon. And that's, man, we're playing the best of Southern Soul, old school, and R&B. Every day, man. I got my own show in the morning time. It'd be on both spectrums, you know, be able to be an entertainer as well as entertain behind that microphone, man, as a radio personality.
That's awesome, man. While you're on that note, man, go ahead and give your social media out there, big brother, so people, you know,
you can get me on all social media platforms. Yeah, all social media platforms. And, you know, you use the handle for the platform and then my name, / MOSESTOV is it Victor ALL, and we out there, man. It's we having a good time with everything. It's really, really, really a phenomenal time right now.
Well, again, man, welcome to the Hilltop Radio Show, along with myself, DJ Sean, Double Chocolate, and Money Mike, man. Tell us, man, who's most of all, man? Talk to us, man.
Most of all, man, is a kid from Birmingham, Alabama, born and raised, man, and just got a gift, man, that I get to share, and I really thank God, first and foremost, for the gift, man, being able to share it. And I absolutely love sharing my musical gift. Like I say, I get to do it from both spectrums, and I was married, got three kids, been divorced probably about as long as I was married, kind of staying divorced on purpose, you know, staying single on purpose,
right.
You know, and not for the benefit of women, having women, benefit of being able to just work my craft and not right. have to have the headache of trying to shuffle it. In the beginning, that's how I did it. I made sure I was family man first. But when mm-hmm. that part kind of went away, I stuck to my guns and make sure my career was nurtured. So kind of married to the business. And that's why I get to do it so much.
Now, Moses, I got to ask you this question, man. You didn't get divorced behind these papers with Tara Keith back, you know, a couple of years back, was it? It didn't come from that one, right?
Yeah, they slept on that song, man. They slept on that song,
yeah,
man.
That's
a huge record, man.
Yeah, man. Y'all need to re-release that song, man, because it's going on in today's world, man. So that would be a perfect song to bring back, man. I just had to bring that up, man. You know?
Hey, man, I can't. Yeah. They won't let me live that song down. I played that song last Thursday, and the phone lines lit up. It's like people never heard it, even though they heard it. Oh, I forgot about it. Oh, man, did you sign the paper again? I'm like, nah, man. Them papers been signed, buddy. I signed them papers a long time ago.
All right. That was funny. I didn't bring that up on you, man, when you talking about divorce and stuff like that. But
it's hilarious, man.
So how has your career been, man, since, you know, the last time you were on? You know, you were on with us. It's been about 2 years
COVID,
now.
COVID took place. Yeah, COVID took place, so it set us all down. I actually was able to sit home. I wrote songs like Granny Cat, Make It Happen. I wrote several songs, but Granny Cat, I'll tell you about that song real quick. I was at home watching Granny Cat, TikTok, and I see all these older ladies on there, man, with their pants pulled all up in their crotch. And they was doing the little, I call it the granny cat dance, because they taking that cat and moving it all over the place. And I said, man, look at that granny cat, man. I put the age with it, and, man, song was born. And every time I go somewhere now, they won't let me not perform Granny Cat, man. And I set it up real nice. I don't look for the grandmamas. I say, where are my Gigi's? You know, they want to be Gigi's. And then when they raise their hands, I said, when they raise their hands, I said, y'all so nasty. And then I go into the song. So they love it, man. And just being able to sit at home, you know, hone your skills, get your mind clear. It's kind of what I went through. I was actually home alone. I got two daughters, but one was off in college, and she came home, and I made her go to her mom's house. And the other one was trying to come to my house. I wouldn't let my kid come to my house for 8 months.
I had to
do a barricade because they had keys. Yeah, they had keys, so when they would come by, I'd come out on the patio and talk from upstairs. They're like, are you serious? We can't come. Nope, can't come in. And that I know of, I was never sick with COVID. So it put everything on the back burner. I wasn't able to do any touring, any recording. Even the radio station set me down, and I thought that was weird because radio is so essential. But they set us down, told us to stay home, and so it kind of was a, you know, you kind of didn't know what to do at first, and it got crazy. You know, everybody sitting in the house, and just you had to become creative, man, and play cards by yourself, watch all the TV. That I don't even watch TV, and I watched a lot of TV, binged on it, and was drinking a lot of apple cider. Had no business doing that either, man. Probably gained about 5 or 10 pounds drinking apple cider. So I've cut that out, and I'm back on my walking regimens, man. Just feeling good now. Just doing it different.
That's good, man. You're looking good, man, you know. You know, you're looking good. You know, pictures that you post, you know, your music is
hot. I appreciate
that. It's pretty hot and out there. And I know you did, you know, with a lot of people, you've done features with a lot of people. Who's that one artist today that you were like, man, that, Man, he got a voice on her. Man, she got a voice on her. I would love to do a, you know, a feature with him or her. Who's that one person that you, you know, you want?
Believe it or not, man, I just had to talk. I just had that talk today with Theo Huff. He resides up in Chicago, Illinois.
Theo Huff.
He's working with different producers all around the country.
Yeah.
Theo Huff is one singing brother, man. And him and I actually said something to him. We had a little thing we were doing today, and he came to my radio show. And so I made a comment about a statement, and he, did you hear what you just said? I said, yeah. So we started writing the song today. So this, me and him about to make it happen, man. And he's one that really, really, really would like to work with. You know, we kind of teamed up 5 or 6 years ago, but nothing happened. But now, you know, it's better. No time's better than now. So me, him and I, we're going to do this song, and it's called You Trip and I Dip. That's the name of the song.
All right. I know that's going to be a song, y'all.
Yeah, You Trip and I Dip. That's the name of the song, man. Yep.
Oh, wow, man. This is the Hilltop Radio Show, y'all. We got the one and only Most of All is in the house. And who's that new female artist up and coming that's new, you know, in the industry, man, that you like, you know, that you think that will be a, you know, that artist down the road, man? Is there anybody that comes to your mind, that comes to your attention that's new out there? Because there's a lot of new artists out there.
Yeah, I could say King George, but he's so far out there now, man, in such a short time. You know, not even mentioning him because he's out there. He's kind of past everybody, you know, as far as his showmanship, his all his recordings. This guy is burning it up without any record deals or anything, man. And it's amazing what that internet will do for you, you know. And he caught a glimpse of it, and he took off. So he's, of course, doing his thing. J1 is still one that's right, making a lot of noise. He's a young guy. Even one of the producers that I'm looking at is Big Yayo out of Jackson, Mississippi. He's he's making quite a bit of a noise, and so there's quite a few, there's a handful of people, man, that's really out there really doing what they got to do. And I'm gonna tell you, that girl West Love is she's anointed, man. She's got some spirit in her, and when she sings, you can hear it. I mean, she got that Betty Wright and my grandmama and everybody in her. I'm serious, man. She could really go. Yeah, my grandmama was in that girl, man. I swear, my grandmother had this voice that would scare the hell out of you, man, you know. And that girl's got that, man. She really does. Little bitty thing about 5 foot tall, and she is strong vocally, man. So I'm really watching her, and she's probably somebody else I'd work with. I'd want to work with.
Oh, wow. Okay. Double Charlie, any questions you got for Mr. Samos?
I was just ready to hear the music, baby.
Play that music. Double Chocolate, you sound good, girl. Tell me to play that music. Get it on.
Baby.
Well, don't get yourself in trouble now.
I ain't going to do it. Look, I'm just going to jump in and jump out. I ain't going to do it.
Baby, you can't jump in this and jump out. When you jump in, you all the way in.
Ooh-wee.
Ain't no jumping
in now.
We don't play hopscotch over here, baby.
I told you I'm solo dolo. You better stop.
All right. Play if you want. And I'll call me Double Chocolate for nothing,
no. Ooh, we Double Chocolate. Okay.
That's Double Trouble.
Hey, I know. Always...
She got some artist band from Hilltop, man, so...
I'm gonna shut all the way up, Sean.
The married one can't come on and talk no more. Long Double Chocolate over here.
Look, she heard my title. I'm tripping and she gonna be dipping. I ain't doing it.
I don't mind dipping either. I'll play hopscotch.
No hopscotch for you. I got not even double dutch, huh?
Triple dutch.
Hey, man. That is double dutch.
Yeah, buddy, you ain't lying.
Two scoops of dutch
double chocolate. That's enough to be scared of right there. Double chocolate.
Yeah, right.
Try to tell you.
Man, hey, man, when you go to the ice cream store, You had to tell him, I don't want no cone, I want a bowl for that double chocolate.
And dip it twice, dip it twice.
Right.
Yes, dip it two times.
Not no tablespoon, not no teaspoon, but a spoon.
Right.
So yeah, man. Hey, man, we get ready to jump into some of your music. Talk to us about dancing.
Oh, man, dancing. I was in a club at Mobile. I had a show in Mobile, and I went out to one of the night spots, and that's all they did. The couples were joined up together, and they were two-stepping all night, man. I said, when I leave here, I'm going to go write a song about, you know, for two-steppers. And I went to the room, man, and no lie, in about 30 minutes, I had that song written, and the rest is history. The producer on it is Ron G out of Mobile. I called him before I even left town. I said, hey, I got a song I need you to do, and I sent him the hook. And the next day he had me at his house and we recorded the song, man. I was gone in 2 hours and in the car on my way back home.
Oh, wow.
And that's without writing any of these words down. When I write these songs, I don't write any of the words down. I learn it in my head and I go sing it.
Oh, wow. I
think it makes it special, man. Because they always go, what you going to sing? I said, just turn the music on. I mean, where are your words at? Where your notebook at? I said, I don't have one. Man, what you going to sing? I said, turn the music on. Seriously, man, we knocked the song right out, man. Because I already know what I want to do. I sing it over and over and over again until I get to the studio. So when I get there, it all becomes magic.
Oh, wow. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's craft.
Yeah, that's called singing with a feeling. You're going to feel it. Yeah, you got to feel it. You know, Ray Charles made all his music on the fly. You got to feel it.
That's talent.
If you're not feeling the music, if you're not feeling it, then it's not a true product to me. Everything that you feel is real. So I try to be real with all this music that I put out, even these ballads and this different stuff that I do. You got to be real about it.
All right, y'all. Here it is, dancing. We'll be right back.
Let's get it. Another rock
One, two, three. Come on, baby, dance with me. Oh, yeah. We gon' wang, dang, doodle out here on the floor. I'm gonna spin you around. They're gonna know that you're the dance queen of the town. When they see us dancing the way we dancing on the floor. We going dancing.
All right. Dancing.
Yeah.
Let's go, let's go with Scrap Iron. He over there dancing.
Oh, yeah, oh, man. I'm swinging yes, out sir. Of here, cuz. I was like, boy, look. Man, I like
that. That'll make
feel,
you move, man.
The feel. Yes, the feel of it, man. It's so visual to what you mean. You dance with that significant other and swing it out. And, hey, I cut a real old sugar foot over here. So, hey, I like that.
Yes, sir.
Brother. I love that.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, man.
Yes, indeed.
You know, in the lyrics, I said, you know, the way we dance, and they're going to know that you're, I told her, they're going to know that you're the dance queen of the town. And then in the second verse, I come back and say, they're going to know I'm the dance king. So, man, it's just a feel-good situation, man, for the couples to really, so I'm trying to bring back some of that stuff that couples used to do. Go to the party and go have a good time. Put their clothes on and go have enjoy each other's company, because we're so far removed from that stuff with all this internet, man. It's ridiculous.
You're right.
Man, that's
right. I recall my parents going to this place called the Purple Circle, and that's what they used to do, go out and dance and enjoy themselves. So, yes, I'm with you, brother.
Purple Circle. Wow. I love it, man. I love it.
Money Mike, talk to us, man.
Definitely. I love the vibe of it. I love when that sex came in kind of strong, too. I love it. You took me back to my band days and swinging and the instrumentation. I almost slid the old suit on and grabbed the old alto saxophone out the old closet there and got to playing with you. But and I love it, man. Dancing,
man, you better get that saxophone out and get busy, man. The women love that horn, man. You ain't gonna have money, Mike. Look, you ain't got no money problems if your name Money, but you ain't gonna have no women problems if you pull that saxophone out, man. You're going to be
tripping
into that dip, man.
I wouldn't have, but then the drums took over me, so, you know, I just want to kind of, you know, beat it up. I mean, you know, yeah, but you're right with the saxophone thing, so, definitely. I saw it the other day.
I
just
looked
at it, too. It was calling me.
Man, that's some juke joint music right there, back there, Color Purple. Yeah, that meant a juke
Bingo.
Joint, man. That's exactly what we wanted, man.
That's what we visualize, man, that music to get you dancing. I know he got you up there dancing.
You took the words right out of my mouth, DJ Sean. It's like that Color Purple old juke joint type of feel. See, I ain't good at two-step and all that, but I can move my hips, baby. So that gave me like that. Yeah. Do you have a video for this song?
Not for that one, but I've got one probably going to be in the works. I just did two new videos on a song called Big Daddy and a song called Are You Ready? And they're being edited right now.
Man,
Are You Ready is going to be dangerous to the ladies.
You said the wrong words on here today.
But back to this song here, you should do a black and white old school video.
Oh, yeah.
With the original band behind it and a couple of girls in them old-fashioned dresses. Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, with the garters on. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
I got a garter too.
Uh-oh.
A three, a four. Mm-hmm.
Penny loafers with those.
That's just
socks.
An idea.
Yeah.
I like that. We've kind of talked about that, too. That black and white idea is really smoke. Really smoke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The guys in them suits. Yeah. I love it.
Man, let's get into this next one. I just got it. It wasn't sent to me, but... I just got it while the other song was playing. I loaded it up real quick. Granny Cat. Let's talk about that one again.
Oh, man. Granny Cat. I told you, man. Where my GGs at? All my GGs stand up. Where y'all at? Where y'all at, baby? And then y'all so nasty. Nasty. Go ahead and put that thing on, man. It's great. I love the beat on this one. It was also produced by Ron G.
Did you say Granny Cat?
Mm-hmm.
Granny cat. She got that granny cat. She said it snaps back. You can catch her on TikTok working on her comeback.
I'm just sitting here having my TikTok moment, and look what I see. Man, this woman got to be anywhere from 40 to maybe about 54 years old. She got that granny cat.
Madame Marie's Candle Shop and Botanical Store is now open. Located in the back of Northgate Mall, Pine Street entrance, 1800 Evangeline Thruway, Suite 613 in Lafayette. Black owned by Roz Marie, stop by Madame Marie's Candle Shop for sage, oils, lotions, and candles. Plus Yanni Steam, body contouring, foot detox, and spiritual guidance. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 until 6, and Saturdays 2 until 5. Stop by today. For more info, call 337-258-2354.
I'm just in here having my TikTok moment, and look what I see. Man, this woman got to be anywhere from 40 to maybe about 54 years old. She got that granny cat. She say it snaps back. You can catch her on TikTok, working on her comeback. She got that granny cat. She say it snaps back. You can catch her on TikTok, working on her comeback. She knows she's got everything that a woman needs to get a man.
That's what it is, man. I'm telling you, I saw TikTok. They on there dancing with them little gray tights on and got you ain't not, you don't need to pull it up no more, baby. You gotta pull it all the way through your chest. I'm like, wow.
Well, they try to show that camel toe, boy. But I know one person they ain't got pulled nothing up to show their camel toe, but that's for another night.
That's what I'm saying. Most of them don't, man.
Yeah.
All I'm doing is coming with the sand. Walk on me, Cap.
I know that's real.
I know one. I ain't saying no name, but anyway, Money Mike.
I just like to first give a shout out to Miss Melinda Johnson, who got a hold of me when I was 20 years old and did some things that I didn't think could happen. And now that you described what that was, I'd like to thank you, sir, for this song. And I'd like to dedicate it to every woman out there that does some surprise some young man in their young age. And just broke them down.
She put that good in the house to hold you. Lord have mercy.
So I ain't looking for a
12
with a flashlight.
Oh,
you know, man, it really trips me out to be able to come up with that kind of song, just watching something, watching TikTok, man. And I'm serious. I'm like, and the words just flow. I'm like, this song is crazy. And I knew it would be funny. They fall out laughing at the show. They just laugh. Then they say, do it again, just like Double Chocolate said, do. Just say it again.
It's perfect.
I appreciate that. I do.
Now, if you would have told me something like that in person without hearing that song, yeah, I'd have been offended. But after hearing
I know.
Yeah. Cause,
that's why I have to set it up before I sing it, Double Shot. Yeah. I can't just sing it. I have to ask for the GGs and get all the little young-looking grandmamas to stand up knowing they're 45 to 50 to 60 years old. And I'm like, okay, now I got them. And then I sing the song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm about to be.
They got that hand up proudly too.
I'm about to be a nana.
A nana. See, y'all all got y'all names for it. So I get it. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Got her granny cat.
Nana.
Got her granny cat. You did it.
The verse says, "She knows she's got everything that a woman needs to get a man." I'm talking about. It's on and popping from the very beginning of that song. And that's why she's showing up that camel toe, because she knows she got what he needs. He's looking at it.
That toe. Lord, that toe.
Man, to change his name to Prince Habib and got to get him a camel.
Right. You heard that Double Chocolate. I said, he's looking at it. I had to repeat it twice. Double Chocolate.
Yeah.
Double.
They're definitely looking at it.
Yeah, baby. See that part. See.
Oh, child.
I ain't ready to offer you a whole chain of 7-Eleven.
Hey, boss.
Yes, sir.
What's your music background, man? You know, we hear a little gospel.
Yeah, I actually come from gospel, man. Yeah, I come out of the Baptist Church gospel and even some classical stuff, because I sang very young in the school choirs, you know, and they were teaching us some classical stuff, some like Beethoven and some different tempo kind of stuff. And so I learned music theory very, very young. I started playing that horn at third grade, and I started singing in the school choir at third grade. My third grade teacher actually sent a note home to my mom, and she read the note. She told me if I don't sit down and start getting ready for dinner, because she didn't want to hear that I was going to be singing, because my dad had been doing it already all his life. So she didn't want to hear that, man. She said, you don't, and I'm being nice about what she said. She took the note and tore it up, told me, if you don't sit down and get ready to eat dinner, because she didn't want to hear that, bro. I swear,
right.
I've been doing it ever since, man.
Oh, wow. That's good, man. That's
right. You have a purpose, man. Music has a purpose, you know, and I try to put a message in all my music, all my songs. It needs to make sense, like I said. It needs to feel good, and it's got to be believable. You know, even that song is believable because you know how many people I sent to TikTok after that? After they hear that, they go look at the TikTok looking for some granny cats, man. And there are plenty of them on there, trust me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, man.
I'm going to do one.
Don't do it, baby. Go do your video to that song. Go do it. Tag me in.
I I sure will.
She gonna do it.
Send me the first copy of it.
I'm gonna send it to her.
I'm looking for it.
And I might even add my little.
Uh-oh. Start it off with that. With your fur. With your fur in there,
I definitely will.
Damn right. That's the best I can get. But anyway, we got another one, man. Let's go into this whiskey drinking woman. Let's talk about that one.
Uh-oh, man. I was messing around with this nurse, man. And I mean, I'm a full-fledged nurse, man. And every night she wanted to drink on a fifth of liquor. I said, baby, you got to be kidding me. A fifth? And she would get up and go to work the very next day after doing it. And then right back at 7 o'clock at night, I'd see her. And if I didn't go to the liquor store and get the fifth four, she'd have one in her. She had a half a gallon in her car. And she drove one of those new Camaros. And I said, man, I got to get away from this whiskey drinking woman. And I teamed up with Snatch Nelson out of New Orleans, and that's what we came up with, man.
All right. There it is.
I actually wrote that song. I drove from Birmingham to New Orleans, me and Pops, together. And I wrote that song on the drive. We got there and we sang it, man. We did it. He did background with me, and him and I did a little dialogue, and the rest is history, man.
Oh, wow. All right, here we go.
Hey, Pop, you're old. Man, come on in, man. Let me tell you about this little fine thing I met, man.
Help me.
Only thing is, she always want to know what kind of bars, you know, I hang out at.
Bars?
Listen, let me tell you about it. I met a girl, she really rocked my world, yeah. She didn't want no relationship, no, she's not the type of girl, no. All she wanna do is have some fun and hang out till the morning comes. Please stay away from me, yeah.
All right. Rap, talk to us, man, any damn day.
Hey, I like that one. I can truly relate. I had one when I was in service trying to get her drunk, and hell, about almost towards the end, hell, I had to go to sleep, man. I couldn't even hang with her. I had to tap out.
She got you drunk.
I had to tap out, man. She made me so wow. mad, I said, look, I don't even want it now.
Wow.
I like that one. That's relatable.
Yeah, man. Thanks, man.
Money, money. Talk to us.
I'd like to send a special shout-out to when I lived in Florida to Clarissa, who when I went to her house and I was drinking Hennessy. She drank Jack, and we kept drinking. And so as some things progressed, and she straddled me, and she said, you like to drink? I said, yeah. So she grabbed my bottle of Hennessy and just started pouring it down her neck. And she said, I want you to do two things.
Oh, man.
She said, keep it up and don't stop drinking. That was a wonderful night, y'all.
Oh, man.
I thank you again, sir, for this song.
What make you ill? What make you ill, man?
Man.
You got to make
that
come on,
my shout-out, Alan.
Yeah, I'm about to call you and get some tips so I can write some different songs, man. You got some stories, boy. You got some history.
You called them out. I think you were there. I think you were somewhere in the foresight, and you still
oh,
man.
Hey, that's
that song.
Yeah. It's just real life stuff, man. It's real life stuff, man. And you got the women that drink all that stuff, man. That girl used to tell me, I said, because I tried to be slick about it. I knew she liked Ciroc. So I wouldn't have no Ciroc. I'd have other stuff. And she'd tell me when she had Ciroc, I don't drink that. But when I didn't have Ciroc, she drank everything in my bar, man. Everything. So ADT.
Huh.
She was lying. Yes, sir.
All right. Double
chocolate. I miss you, Clarissa.
Mikey, great.
Listen.
Double chocolate, where you at, baby?
Ooh, baby, I'm here. Just say double chocolate one more game.
Double chocolate, where you at, baby?
Right here drinking that whiskey.
Oh, stay away from me. Stay away from me.
Hey, babe. Drink that whiskey,
mm-hmm.
You ain't going to sleep. And if you go to sleep, I'm still taking it.
Oh, wow. My mouth is closed, I'm telling y'all. I ain't got nothing to say on that one. That's it.
Don't mess around and have that mouth closed.
I ain't saying nothing.
I'm getting it all, baby. We saying nothing nice.
So where y'all get them from, man?
Hey, man, you walked in. Hey, Bo, you walked into that one, brother.
I see, man. I see.
Baby.
The only thing you can say that one, DJ Sean, is way down in the jungle deep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow.
But Moss, man, I want to thank you, man, for taking time out of your schedule, man, and joining us and, you know, join us here on the Hilltop Radio Show, man. Again, shouts out to Jen for setting this up, man. I got it. Man, we got
definitely,
it.
Man. I thank Jen, man. I thank my whole
it.
Team.
Yeah,
and listen, man, I want to sit down with you guys, man. What do I need to do to get with here? Because, first of all, man, I want to thank Hilltop again, Hilltop Radio. And, man, I know we kind of lost some time where we didn't kind of get back with each other. But, man, I want to be able to keep the connection and push you guys as well, man. And I'd like to come sit in, man, and be on the panel when you guys are interviewing somebody. I don't care who it is. Mm-hmm. Just let me kind of have my take.
Hey, man, we got Leroy Allen up next, man. So you welcome to stay on.
Oh, yeah,
man.
That's my new record label mate, man. And I welcome that brother in, man. And I know they welcome me with open arms, man. I want to thank Norris Hampton, man. And I want to thank Thompson and, you know, the whole team over there, man. Everybody at Pinnacle and Malico, man. These guys are phenomenal people, man. And looking forward to some big things happening with these cats, man. And the doors that they're going to open, man, I already know it's going to be a great ride, man. So, yeah, man, I'd love to sit in, man.
Yeah, man, I had a conference call with those cats today, man. Jesse and Norris and them guys over there at Malico, they brought your name up and everything, man. Yeah, I'm getting ready to, do some big things with that label as well, too, man. So, yeah, you're going to be.
Man, that's great, man. That's great,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, man.
That's
great. We're getting ready to do something that's getting ready to change this game, man. So, you know, shouts out to Malico for, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know, bring me on board, man, with some, you know, with my vision on trying to change the game and trying to change it to the right way, man, where it's benefiting everybody, not just a whole handful of people, but everybody. So, yeah, man.
Right. That's great, man.
Real quick, Moss, man, let everybody know where they can follow you at again, man. And you're welcome to stay on with us, man. We're a double hitter tonight, and we got a double hitter on Thursday night.
Yeah, I'll sit in, man. I'll stay in, man. But right again, you can follow me on all social media platforms. I mean, all of them. And all you got to do is put that platform in there and then type my name in, MoseStovall. And I'll be glad to, you know, talk to you personally if you want to reach me like that. On some of them websites like Facebook and Instagram, you know, you can always talk to me. Just get in that inbox and keep it cool, keep it kosher, and I'll be glad to talk to you right in that area, man. And again, man, I'm gonna stay here with you guys, but I want to thank Hilltop Radio, man. And I promise you guys, I'm gonna be in touch, man. We're gonna keep this thing rolling, especially if you guys are gonna join in with Malico, man. It's gonna be beautiful, bro.
Oh yeah, man. I'm quite sure with all your other sexual healing songs, Double Chocolate to be reaching out to you probably next month and getting you on Love After Dark.
I'm ready. I'm ready, Double Chocolate. Put me on the love boat, baby. Put me on the love boat.
You late.
Okay, I got you.
You late.
I got you.
Get on the gravy train, baby.
Yeah, but go ahead and mute me, man. Go ahead and mute me and go ahead and get Nero in, man. And let's do it.
Yeah, he ain't called in yet. We'll go to some quick commercials, and we'll be right back here on Hilltop Radio Show. Man, you got to love Double Chocolate, boy. Y'all got to love some Double Chocolate.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it.
Look, Scrapper R said, yes, indeed.
Hey, Fred.
I hope you ain't driving, because I ain't really going to be responsible for you running into a ditch.
Have you lost your phone service? Now there's a new alternative to the large phone providers. Texans now have a better choice in phone service. Everybody's Phone Company, the best prepaid phone service in Texas. Everybody's Phone Company will get your phone turned on with no deposits, no credit checks, no ID, no social security questions, and absolutely no hassle. They have unlimited local calling, toll-free calling, 911 emergency access, collect calling, and free long distance, and much more. For more information about Everybody's Phone Company, go to everybodysphonecompany.com. Again, that's everybodysphonecompany.com. Or you can call Everybody's Phone Company at 713-268-1610. Again, that's 713-268-1610. Everybody's Phone Company, the best prepaid phone service in Texas that is renewable on a monthly basis. The new alternative to the large phone provider. So don't go without phone service. Contact Everybody's Phone Company.
The mood and get you tuned up. Hottest guess, biggest flex, she's sexy.
Money Mike Scrap on. Double Trouble, who you got coming on Sunday night on, go ahead, Love After Dark? Who's your guest?
Let me see. Who do I have coming on?
Lomax.
I have Lomax coming on. Yes. Lomax will be coming on next Sunday on the baddest, and I mean the baddest show on the Hilltop Network.
There she goes, Mannequins.
After Dark with yours truly, Double Chocolate. Mm-hmm. That's me.
Let everybody know where they can follow your ass at on social media. I can't get on my nerves.
Well, you can follow me on Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram at Rosemarie. You can follow me on Snapchat at Queen Rosemarie. I no longer have OnlyFans, but if you want a sexy lingerie calendar, hit me up at Rosemarie, and I got you covered. And if you need any of my business work, spiritual guiding, Johnny Steen, body contouring, personal training, all that good stuff, I have a one-stop shop at 1800 Northeast Evangeline Thruway in Lafayette, Louisiana, my Don Marie candle shop. Holla at your girl.
All right, Scrap, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media, big brother.
All right, my man, you can find me on my Instagram at Scrap Iron for God. You can find me there. You can hit me, catch me on
UNG
Music with my boy Money Mike and the family. Definitely here on the Hilltop Radio show, you know.
Money Mike, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media, bro.
Definitely. All social media platforms, it's UNG Music, ITS, UNG, MUSIC, here at the Hilltop on Mondays and Thursdays and some Sundays, or at the website, newungmusic.com.
All right, we got a special guest for the second hour of the show. Most of all is still hanging with us. Most, go ahead and let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media and where can they go get that granny cat, you know, that liquor and all that other good dance and all that other, these papers, all that other good music,
all that stuff. All that good stuff is available, man, on all social media platforms, all media platforms, you know, Apple Music, Spotify, anywhere music is available, you can go out there and jump on this stuff. And my name is spelled M-O-S-E-S-T-O-V-A-L-L. Go out there and get that music. I promise you, you won't regret it. Okay?
All right. Let's go into a quick song, and I'm waiting on text me his number so I can get him on here. He's having issues.
Okay.
Calling in. Okay. So let's get into a quick song. We'll be right back here on the Hilltop Radio.
Let's do it.
Thunder. Trenice, and you're tuned in with DJ Sean live on the Hilltop Radio.
All right, welcome back. Let's go ahead and get Mr. Leroy Allen over here. Let's go ahead and get him in here.
Hello?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm down the wrong number. I apologize.
No, it's okay. Bye.
Come on, Lars. You're in the right number, brother. All right, let's see what we got here. All right, here we go.
Hello?
This is Mr. Leroy Allen.
Yes, it is.
This is Leroy Allen. Welcome to the Hilltop Radio Show, my brother.
Oh, how you doing, DJ Sean?
Doing good, man. How about yourself, man?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I was getting the satellite wouldn't let me connect with you.
Hey, man, that's the devil, man. That's the devil trying to.
Yes, sir.
Show, man.
Always going. Always going intervening.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
That ain't happening. We can't have that tonight, man. Your type of music is gonna put a lot of women gonna be throwing a lot of panties through their cell phones tonight. On this show.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Welcome to the show, man. We got a special guest that's sitting in with us here tonight, man. One of your label mates, Mr. Moss Duvall, is with us. Along with Mike Double, Money Mike and Scrap Iron, and the one and only, the sexy, the chocolate goddess, Double Chocolate. She's with us as well.
Okay. Okay. How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
Good. All right.
Good.
The only thing I'm just going to warn you about Double Chocolate. That's all I'm going to say.
Ain't do nothing.
Yet.
She say, don't put that on me.
As they say, Leroy, P-L-A-Y, play at your own risk.
Yes, sir.
Nah, man, but welcome to the show, man. Tell us who Mr. Leroy Allen is, man. Talk to us.
Yes, sir. Well, man, I am a man that loves to share my music, and I sing about love songs and about love, man, because that's so important, you know. I got started when I was like 17 years old singing, man, and I was like, doing a few bad things in my life with brothers and friends, and it just didn't pan out. But once I got hooked on the music, that was it. It took me away from all of that, man.
All right, man. Well, again, man, thank you for being part of the show.
Yes,
and,
thank you.
Shout out to Norse and Malico Records, man, for, them being behind the Hilltop Radio Show as well.
Yeah, most definitely, man. I mean, they came into me and my baby sister Yvette's lives and just, made us believers that it is possible that everybody can go further with their dreams in this music business.
Yeah, man. Speaking of Yvette, we got that young, talented young lady on with us next Monday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. So, let me ask you this, man. How important, and I meant to ask Moses too, and he can answer after you if he wants to. How important is it to bring that, that R&B flavor, that couples, that love making music back to the industry, man. It's been gone for so long because, hip hop and rap has really taken over a lot of the industry. But now that soul, that R&B is starting to trickle coming back. You know what I mean? Give
right.
us your input on that, man. Talk to us
right.
about that.
Well, like I said, my whole persona is about the love, not necessarily love making, but the love that you have for other people and respect what they do, you know. And it's just like with music nowadays, you know, everybody's line dancing and all that stuff, but that's like a separation from each other, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, they would get together and slow dance with each other. You know, the closeness is what we've lost through all these years. You know, you go to a club now, you don't need no dancing partner. You know, so we lost that, but it's so important to keep it alive and bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the guys, they on their cell phones while the females on the dance floor looking for a dude to dance with.
So you know, I'd be that one to slide right in on.
Exactly. Exactly. Man, back in the day when you had the couples dancing with each other and the music was so good to everybody, made them feel good. You the guys used to come over and tap the other guys dancing with the lady on the shoulder and say, "Hey, can I have this dance?" You know, man, ain't none of that happening no more.
Nah, but anyway, man, I ain't even going to tonight. I'm going to leave it alone. I'll get right to it, but I ain't going to do it tonight. No, don't
say it.
Moss, you want to answer that real quick, man? I forgot to ask you that in the first half.
Yeah, I'll piggyback off what my brother said, man. Love has been lost, and music is one of those things that tie things together. Music is the barrier that crosses, all things, and it brings the love. It can bring hate, you know. So if we can tie that music back to love, man, then these couples can last long, these relationships can last longer, and the music just feels better. The world is crazy because all of that is lost. So I'm like Leroy, man. Anytime I'm doing music, I got a skit I say in front of certain songs. I tell the guys to take their strongest hands and reach somewhere deep up in their old lady's thigh and squeeze. I'm serious. And I'm trying to set it up so while he's squeezing, he might not be the kind of cat that wants to dance. And I said, fellas, tell your lady, baby, I don't feel like dancing, but I sure feel like romancing. And see, right out of the back, I'm trying to help you out, man.
I love it.
So really, man, we've lost it, man. But Leroy's right, man. The love has to be tied back to the music, man, to bring all that stuff together.
It's just like my upbringing. You know what I'm saying? My parents taught me about love. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, even today, when I'm on Facebook, I mean, people, I don't even know if they're doing something positive. I'm going to hit that heart, that love button. They say, well, who's this guy? I don't know who he is, but that's the love in me. You know, all it takes is one person to keep it going, you know.
Right. Well, Mom, you know, if I'm running my hand up her thigh, I'm going to go up with the wire and make sure she got some panties on. So I already know the time.
They cutting on me, right?
Hey, it might be a free night.
Yeah.
It might be a free night.
They're keeping it real.
Who still wears it?
Who you say double chocolate?
Who still wears that? Who has
drawers
now? Who does
that?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Who
has all that
stuff?
Oh, so that's double chocolate.
That's double chocolate right there, brother. Ladies, that's why y'all getting them sessions. Stop wearing the old cotton drawers. Free love. Commando, baby. I'm in Louisiana. It's too hot for them.
That's double chocolate right there, Miss Allen. Yes, sir.
I hear. You know, but what can you say? She gotta keep it real. She gotta do her.
That's right. Man, let's do this, man. Let's go ahead and get some music in us, man, so we can go ahead and marinate a little bit, man. we get ready to talk about the box, man, with You're That Kind of Woman right here on the Hilltop Radio Show with Mr. You want to talk to us a little bit about that one, man?
Yeah, man, like I said, it's all about that love thing, You know what I'm saying? You know, but like I say, I keep it real with my family because my wife and I been together for almost 50 years. You know what? Because I know how important the family is and that love there, you work through the problems. So, you know, like I said, you're that kind of woman, you know, that's basically what I'm singing from my experience with that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so man, I had to put that out there.
Hey, man, 50 years in the business, man, who wouldn't want to listen to you? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Who wouldn't want to listen to you? Now, we just after this song, we want to hear from your wife. No, I'm just playing.
but you know what, DJ? I don't want to introduce the song without introducing my producer, Mr. Frank McKinney. I mean, he is the master when it comes to the tracks and writing those songs for me because your producer has to know you just like your wife knows you. He knows my capability with singing. You know, all he got to do is just put it out there, and I'm going to do what I do. You know, so I have to shout out to him.
Hey, Leroy.
Yes, indeed.
You shout your wife out a lot tonight on the radio. Are you trying to tell us you? She gonna give you something tonight after the show. Is that reason why?
Uh-oh.
Well, my brother, I haven't been hooked up with my wife for almost 50 years. If that didn't happen, almost 50 nights a week. 50 nights a week.
All right, Luther,
I'm gonna call you Luther Barry White, all right? Luther Barry White.
You're that kind of woman. I've been thinking about when I first met you. You were so pleasing to my eyes. So happy I had the chance to talk to you. You look so sweet. You had me mesmerized. Oh, babe.
You're that kind of woman
that I adore.
You're that kind of woman
I've been looking for.
You're that kind of woman
that I need in my.
I'm
All right, y'all, you're that kind of woman right here on the Hillside Radio Show. Leroy Allen is in the house. Let's go with Miss Double Chocolate. Talk to us, baby. Talking about you.
Of course it is. I love the song. I love the song. I can see couples just dancing all over that. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's
thank you.
Nice, clear. Yeah, it's a nice swing. So I need that for my family reunion.
Right.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's going to be my dad's song for me and my husband. Mm-hmm.
Our second half of the show, special guest, Mr. Moss, man. Talk to us, big brother. What do you think about that?
Man, one thing about Leroy, brother, he is the truth, man. Leroy, I met him years ago out in Houston, and I meet a lot of guys that sing. Leroy is real. He's believable, and he's sincere about what he's doing. I love that song. And I do radio, man. It's one of my most requested songs from the listeners, man.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah, from the listeners, man. They all when that song first came out, I got a lot of calls. Who is that? Who is that? And I had to put them on game and let them know that was Leroy. So my hat's off to you, my brother. You make it easy.
Oh, man. Right. Much love to you.
Mr. Scrap Iron, man, you're kind of woman, man. He sang that thing, didn't he, brother?
Hey, bro, did he? Man, I love that joint, man. Look, especially the production side of it, man. You know, I love the production of it. And you know me,
thank
I was
you,
old
man.
Smooth sugarfoot devil too, so I could see me dancing all that. But you know what? When you touched on the fact that there's no more closeness and no more intimacy. Look, let's be real. When you was a young cat in middle school or high school and you want to slow dance, man, the chaperone trying to make you back up all the time. What you doing?
That's too funny, but it's true.
Right.
Money Mike, talk to us, man.
That's to me, my that song. That's to me. That's the song that what gets me really with it. It's like to hear that. If I see that woman, because I'm single, if I see that woman, like that one, you just see her every time. You can just see her eyes. You could be blocks and blocks or building a building away from when you see her eyes. You know it's that woman that just drives you wild. Like, I got to get that woman, her. I love that song. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Appreciate it. 50 years, man. The brother told you 50 years, man. 50 years, yeah. You know what, Moss, I was getting ready to say,
that's kind of carrying on to keep anybody married, yeah.
Yeah, man. Moss, I was getting ready to say, man, you know, Leroy, man, 50 years, man. You know, all your music does that come from the 50 years you've been married with your wife, man?
That love is instilled in me. My parents gave that to me, and I keep it up, man. It's just like I say, when I'm on social media and I see people doing something positive, man, I send them hearts, man. I congratulate them. They don't even know me, you know, but that's just in me, you know, and I can't stop it. And I don't want to stop it because it only takes one person to have everybody to catch on, and we'll all be doing the same thing.
That's it.
Man, 50 years, man. Man, you know what, man? I'm nominating you as the brother of 50-year poster child of the world, man. You're the president of the world,
man.
50 years.
Thank you,
man.
Thank you, man.
50 years with the same woman, man, and y'all still.
It's unheard of, man.
Yeah, it's unheard of these days, man. Especially from a black man. Black men don't cheat, man, come on. 50 years.
Wow, and then from the beginning, you know, when we got married, I won't tell you what year, but I'll tell you what year. I met her in 1968. Uh-oh. and we dated back then until we got married. You know, so and all of our kids, all of my kids, are from my wife.
Wow, How many kids you got?
I was born in
66. I got four. Four kids.
Four?
Okay. Three boys and a girl.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow, man. That's man, you know, when somebody needs marital advice, man, they need to call
you. That's where you take it from, bro. You don't take it from Cooper.
Yeah,
you take it from that man right there.
Yeah.
Hey, man, y'all going to make me start a talk show.
Hey, man, go ahead and put your cash app out there, man, because I'm getting ready to bring you some business. These brothers out here, they need to learn from an old soul. You know what I mean? You got one of them old souls. Man, they got these guys, and these guys loving the same woman all the time, man. Yeah, man, I'm getting ready to bring you some business, man. Yeah,
come on, man.
You getting ready.
I'm going to get me, I think that's right. I think I'm going to get me a talk show, and I'm going to get signed up with the Hilltop Radio Show.
Hey, bring it, man. We're going to have some fun, man. Hey, going right. We're going, man.
Let's work it.
Man, and me and my girl, man, hold on, right on. Leroy, I got somebody for you, man. Go ahead, get it, man.
Leroy, can you tell me how to keep her? I like her.
Yeah.
DJ Sean. Hey, in the case of Money Mike and Quisha and Lisa, Money Mike is not your man.
Yeah, no. Hey, if I send Money Mike to Leroy, Leroy would be like, DJ Sean, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't.
He just ain't found the right one.
I like you.
Right one to put it on.
Hell yeah, he'd be like, I like you, but don't do that no more, bro. Man, this is the Hilltop Radio Show. We got the one and only Mr. Allen. Mr. Allen's on board. Leroy, let everybody know where they can follow you at on your social media, my brother.
Well, man, right now I'm at Leroy Allen Topics on YouTube, and like I said, I haven't really stretched out on social media as much, but now my kids tell me every day, you got to get on there. You know, more people need to hear about your story and listen to your music and, you know, and get the message so that it could be spread, you know.
You know what I tell artists nowadays? And also, you know, I'm gonna say this to you too. I don't know if you have or thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys that, you know, change the music industry with your, you know, anybody out there that has done a lot, you know, what you guys have done. Have you guys, and this goes with Moss too, Leroy, have you thought about writing a book, you know, about your music, about your life, your legacy? You gotta leave, you know, your kids are your legacy. But if you leave something on paper, somebody has gone through something and they, oh, man, let me see what Mr. Allen was about, you know, back in the day with music. You know, Moss,
no.
Same thing. Let me see what Mr. Moss was about. And then you're giving somebody your legacy and that can help them, or they could even take it and use it in, you know, their music or something like that.
Wow.
You ever thought about that?
No, I hadn't thought about it, but that would be a big old book.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
And a nice Lifetime movie.
Yes.
Hey, boy,
wow.
Leroy got, you know, back in the days when the encyclopedia was coming in books and people walked next door. Hey, would you like to buy me a Pinnacle encyclopedia? This has been 50 years.
You got encyclopedia. You're going to have to put my book on a dollar just to get it to your room to read it.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah. Have you thought about it, Moss, writing the book, man?
I've actually been directed. I've had people give me direction on it. I just hadn't done it yet. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, you guys need to do that, man. Real talk, man. Yeah, real talk. Any artists out there listening, man, or anybody that's doing something that's changing your life and you think it'll change, you know, another person's life, write a book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, leave something,
right.
Write a book. And that'll help, Not only help your family out, but it'll help someone else out later on down the road. So, yeah. Mr. Leroy Allen is in the house. Mr. Barry White, Mr. Luther Vandross, a.k.a. Good man, we get ready to go to this next one, man. And I love you. Talk to us about that one, brother.
Okay, I love you. It's still all about my feelings. And like I said, my producer, Frank McKinney, he knows me. He knows me musically like a book. So he said, hey, you need to do this. So he sent the track, and I did it. And he wrote it, and I love it. Let's do it.
All right, here we go, you guys out there listening. All right, here we go.
I have to be perfectly honest with you. You have so many beautiful qualities. This is why I love you. I've been thinking about when I first met you.
Wake your ass up on Saturday morning and start cleaning. She turned that music up loud and that good old music come on, you know it's time to get your butt up and start cleaning. This is the type of music I play in my house when I'm, well, I listen to it every day. You know, just chill and do what I got to do. I love it. I'm a fan.
Thank you.
Money Mike.
I'm going to go and play that for my husband.
Money Mike, talk to us. She don't want to be on that couch with that bottle of water tonight. Go ahead, buddy.
I'll express this one. I love the instrumentation. I love the way that you sing it. I love the
vibe
that it gives. And if there was someone that I loved, that's what I'll be playing for them every morning and every night.
Oh, wow.
And in the afternoon, too. I love
you. Awesome. Thank you, man.
With love.
Wow.
Is that the story you just told us, or is that the lie you just said?
That's a lie you just said.
Hey, whatever it was, I love it.
I gotta truly say that is really feel good music. I love it, especially, you know, the topic itself, man. Love, you know, and you can't stress it enough. You know,
yes,
man, I really did like that. I like I say, this whole essence, all this togetherness music, man, I'm really loving on this.
Thank you, man.
Loving it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Big Mo, talk to us, Big Moss. What do you think?
Look, man, this song simply says, I love love you, man. Leroy is that missing key to music, man, that's gone. Him and Frank McKinney, the way they doing this stuff, man, it's missing. And it's one of those things I strive after, so I know what I'm listening to. You know, to make a woman feel good, man, you got
special.
Something. If you make a woman feel good, you got something, man. And you can't match the loyalty that she'll give you if you love her. You understand? See, I'm writing a song right now, Leroy. Don't y'all take that.
Wow.
Seriously, man. Seriously, man. He's that missing. That's not blues we're listening to, man. That brother's making real music.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Thank you, man.
It's called rhythm and blues, man. R&B music is what he does, and that's what he's doing right there. The message is clear, man. L-O-V-E, love you. It's in there, baby.
Yeah.
Keep making
music.
Yeah.
And
thank
you know,
you.
It's,
love
it's
that,
like
love.
The last two songs, man, I was like, wow, man. It's like that, I'm just going to throw it out there, man. It's like that Chicago R&B, man, where you and your girl can get up and step to it. You know what I'm saying? That's the last two songs, man. You know, especially this song. I can see them stepping the hell out of this song up there in Chi-Town, man. Real talk, man.
Oh, man.
When Norris introduced me to you, man, he's like, man, you know, DJ Sean, man, I got something for you, man. Listen to this guy. I didn't even listen to the whole song, man, honestly. I called Norris right back. I said, man, you got something on your hands out there in Texas, man. This dude's got it. What it takes, man. I'm serious, man. Because, you know, we've had Luther, we've had Marvin Gaye, you know, we've had, you know, Keith Sweat, you know, Alexander O'Neill. Now we got a Leroy Allen. Real talk, man.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Real talk.
Thank you,
real
man.
Talk.
And you know, real quick on that point, when you mentioned Norris, that's my manager, and like I said, in my life is about. Special people that I appreciate, and I roll with them. And it's like, if anything that they're doing is not, you know, it's not broke, then I don't try to fix it. My manager has been my manager since 1985.
Mm.
Same manager. I've been almost all over the world, Japan, South America, Singapore, on tour with major groups, Cameo, and everybody. You know, so like I said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, I'm just like my sound man, Mr. Leroy McDonald. He's been with me for 30 years. So the good people you keep, you know, if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it.
Try to fix it, man.
Amen.
That's great, man. That's great. That's why I tell artists, you know, stay who you are. Don't let nobody change your style because they're trying to make a dollar off you. You know, if you change your style, you change your style because you want to. Don't let nobody else change your style.
Don't be no follower.
Right. You know, look at all these talented artists that have listened to this person and that person, change their style, and they're nowhere to be found these days. They one-hit wonders now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But, man, I told Norris, man, that, you know, last time we talked in the day, I said, man, y'all got hell on y'all hands out there in Texas. No, it's so damn hot out there, Moss. It's too damn hot, man.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to Texas.
It's hot. That's a good place to be, man.
Well, you're always welcome to come. You're always welcome to come to my house because my wife keeps the AC on 50.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Lord have mercy. I said, baby, you're gonna mess my voice up. She said, I'm hot. I said, okay, I'm in the next room then. You ain't gonna mess my voice up.
Right.
That's right. Oh, Lord have mercy. But let's keep it going, man. Let's keep what I tell you, boy. Oh, it's a distraction. Let's keep it going, man. The next one we get ready to play is You and Me.
Okay.
Talk to us a little bit about that one, You and Me.
You and Me. Here I am still thinking about my wife. You know, this when I heard Rocky Robin make this song, that is a special song. I said, I got to do me a version of that, you know, and I respect what he did. He did a perfect, excellent job. I say, I want to put my feeling into his song. And so we did it. I called Frank. Frank said, let's do it. And we did it.
All right, here it is, You and Me.
Talking about a L-O-V, you're the kind of woman. He is making a woman feel absolutely blessed, bro. You understand?
Wow.
And,
yes, sir.
And even a man that's in love can relate because he can ride in his truck and think about his old lady and the whole nine yards when it comes to that, man. Togetherness,
wow.
Man. The brother
yes,
is
sir.
the missing element in the R&B music, man. Forget anything mm-hmm. about blues. Get any blues in that.
Wow. No. Thank you, man.
Not at all.
Yes, sir.
Not at all.
No way. Yes,
sir.
I'm with you, Moss, man. I'm with you, my brother. Wow.
That ought to be played on any major radio station. Anything. Everything. The world needs to be that.
You better say it loud. You better say that loud, man. That's top 40 right there, man. Real talk, man.
And I'm playing all of that stuff every day, man. That stuff is in rotation at my place every day.
Oh, man. Thanks for the love.
Yes, sir. Every DJ that does, you know, every DJ that does a Quiet Storm or R&B show should have this music in their, you know, in their rotation when they playing it. Real talk.
Right. Right.
Wow. Let's go with Scrap Iron, man. Talk to us, brother.
Hey, I really, really love that song. You know, I was sitting here thinking, I was like, man, if I was spinning, still doing a little stuff, man, that. With that song there, it has that love and feel like Caravan of Love. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You hear that,
right.
You just feel that move with that. And I love that song, man. I really
Thanks.
Do. That's a topper there.
Thanks, man.
Money Mike.
That's just what love should be, what I just heard. I just say it as simple as that. That's just what I think love should be. So I just heard
right.
the song that that's what love should be. I agree with everybody. Where it should be out everywhere because what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Again,
wow.
Once again, you hear these words. I love that song.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
Michael.
The love.
Mike on something tonight, y'all. I just don't know what it is, but he on something tonight.
just say you're in love with me. Just tell the world.
Go ahead, Double Chocolate. Speak your piece, baby.
First off, I'm going to say that song right there, that took me back. Let me make sure my husband sleeps. He probably listening anyway. That brought me back to my first love. That's when I'm about to tell my age. That's when men actually came over to your house and courted
Ooh.
You.
Ooh.
Okay, that took me back to that old school feeling the love. You know, not just let's go bang bang and all that. You know, I like the bang bang too, but I'm just saying that brought the emotions out. You know.
Wow. Wow. Yes,
all
ma'am.
The emotions out. That makes you. That makes you feel loved and wanted, and this is what music is supposed to be like. This is exactly what we're missing all together. Cause we
wow.
just, you know, I like a little rap, a little rap. I love my swing out, my Southern soul. I'm a big reggae fanatic, but I love my R&B and my slow jams. I like to be in that mood. Because for me, music is songs like this that puts me in my feelings, you know, put me in my feelings. Nah, I ain't crying, but, you know, that put me in my feelings and make me feel a certain way.
Yeah.
That's music.
Yeah.
That's music. Music's supposed to make you feel.
I feel.
Yeah.
I just want to say this, man. You had Heat Wave, Always and Forever. You had Luther, Then and Now. You had the one brother, I Love You. All perfect songs for marriage. Today's song that I'm throwing
out
there for marriage, One in a Million. But today's song is You and Me. That is the perfect song to be played when you getting married. Real talk.
Wow. No doubt.
Yeah.
So when I get married, whenever that comes,
that's
through, Lord, you're singing
that.
You're singing that.
Yes,
song
sir.
You're singing that song. Damn right. You're singing that song at my wedding.
If the good Lord allows me, I will be there. Say no more.
Damn right. You're going to be there.
You know, yes, sir. I just want to make a make a statement about that song. My musical director in my band, he's been with me for 10 years, and he's playing the keyboards on this song. He's a heck of a musician. But my whole band, man, my band's name is Revelation, and I have a drummer named Joey Perfect Time Riggins. When I tell you this guy has perfect timing, oh, man, he's such a show drummer, man. I love him. And then my bass player, Morris Monk Buns, that's what they call him. Man, he's been with me for a long time. You know, I don't want to tell my age, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You surround yourself around the people that you love and love you and that are loyal to you enough to follow your dreams. And they're with me. Every time we rehearse, we have a good time, you know. And you know, it's a beautiful thing, man. My whole life, I'm surrounded around people that I love and I care for, you know.
Wow.
Yes, indeed.
That's the way it's supposed to be, man. You're supposed to surround yourself with positive people that you care about. They care about you. They love.
Exactly.
You love them, they love you. You know, you should be able to, you know, pick that phone up and call them any time of the night when you need, you know, just when you need somebody to talk to. Because mental health is a mother these days, man.
And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. You go ahead.
You know, and then like I said, my producer knows me. Frank McKinney knows me. He wrote a song for me. We haven't released it yet because we got so many songs backed up, and my manager has to pick the ones that's going to be released. But he wrote me a song called Love is the Answer. That is a nice song. I love it. I wanted to put it out now, but you know, I gotta wait in line. Pray for patience. It'll be out. Love is the Answer.
Hey, man, but yes. you gotta look at it, man. Hey, you got Christmas coming. You know, you got the New Year's coming, and then, bam, we got Valentine's Day around the corner again. You know?
Valentine's.
Yeah.
Yes, so. Sir.
And double chocolate birthdays.
Double chocolate birthday.
In advance. Happy birthday.
February 12th. I'm just letting y'all know in case y'all want to sing a song or throw my little brrr in the song or just say my name. Say my name.
Cool. Let's do it.
So I want to ask this question. And, you know, Scrap Iron is a producer. And Leroy, you mentioned your producer a lot tonight. And also, I want you to answer this question as well. How important is it to have a good relationship with your producer? How is it important for you to for the producer to know his or her that he's working with? You know, I'm gonna start with Moss real quick. Moss, answer that. Can you answer that?
Yeah. Listen to the music Leroy has. Listen to what he said all night. Him and his producer. Mm-hmm. His producer knows him. that's the product of somebody knowing who they're working with.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. I'm done.
All right. Scrap Iron.
Thank you.
You're a producer.
Thank
you. Sure.
Well, you know, and again, that's the key, that your producer knows you. Like my Money Mike is my guy. So, you know, when I first got with him, you know, I heard something in them that I had. I said, look, hey, man, y'all need to check this out. And they jumped on it, and it was like magic. So, you know, I've become
wow.
skilled at creating that music for, you know, UNG. So, yeah, that's the truth. You and that producer have to be one. You have to be in tune and in touch.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, man.
And you have to be able to tell each other things. The criticism has to be real. So
exactly.
It can all come together.
Exactly.
You know, you can't get mad. I work with producers. You tell them something you don't like, they get mad, acting like you did something crazy when you're listening to what you need and it's not there. So you got to be able to work with that person, you know,
exactly.
on everything, the good and the bad, man, the wrong and the right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Business is business, and you know, friends is friends. You know, it's a different story. You're friends,
yeah.
right.
but you can't take it personal when you're dealing with someone's, you know, livelihood.
Well,
your real
friend ain't going to let you just put anything out anyway. You
yeah.
know, somebody that
Amen.
Really feels like they friends
exactly.
or family with you, they're going to make sure you got, that's why they're telling you, man, you know, tough love. You got to be able to take that so you can put out the right stuff.
Exactly.
Never surround yourself with yes men.
Yeah.
Right, right.
True that.
Yeah, man. Leroy, you want to, I mean, you know, I've been listening to you all night, man. I just had to, you know, say that, man, because, you know, you like I said, man, you're the poster child for a lot tonight, man. The relationship with you and your producer are supposed to have, you know, what love is supposed to be, man. You know, men that
wow.
need the extra, you know, they need the extra pep talk and how to stay in a relationship. How to, you know, you probably even need to write a book, you know, on the, you know, how to love your woman. You know?
Oh, man.
Right.
I mean, he's got longevity
oh,
with
man.
Everything, man. 35 years with the manager, 50 years with the wife. He's got
yeah.
enough to write 2 books, man.
Exactly. You'll need a dolly to read it.
Right.
There you go, man.
Just keep them chapters coming, man.
Yes, sir.
And brothers like you, man, are the type of you know, are the type of brothers that we need, you know, not only to hear you but educate other brothers that are going through something in their life, man. Real talk, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
Even the women too, you know, even the women, you know. Women want, like, you know, Double Chocolate said, women, you know, women ain't for that hood stuff no more, man. Women want to be loved. They want to be, you know, they want to,
exactly.
you know, that Netflix and chill. They don't want that, man. They want to be.
They want to feel special.
Yeah, want to be loved, man. Go out in public and hold hands and, you know, things like that, man. You know, it's not you walking ahead and she's walking behind you. What type of relationship?
Exactly.
Is that? Relationship.
It's to observe the little
hey,
things.
Yes, man, I still open the doors for my wife.
See?
For going on 50 years. When I was in high school, I did that. I still do it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. The very embodiment.
That's why it's lasted so long.
That's right. Double Chocolate, something you wanted to say? You said,
Open doors, open legs.
Well, that's where the 4 kids came from.
All right, man. We got one more song. That's what I'm talking about. No, I ain't going to do that. Our last song for the night, man, Friends Before Lovers, man. Talk to us about that one.
Friends Before Lovers. You know, I called my producer. Here I go again. I called Frank. I said, Frank, I said, man, I really want to do something special for the simple fact that I started out in a singing group. Name of my group was God's Gift to Women. And, man, all I sung was ballads. You know, I even used to do a tribute show for Luther Vandross. They said, man, why you don't do that more? You sound just like him. You know, I said, no, I want to do me. You know, So I told Frank that I need to do a ballad because I don't have any, to be honest with you. I mean, I got one. I redid Gamble with My Love by the Dance Band. I got that on YouTube. But he said, okay, I'll call you right back. He called me back, I mean, 30, 45 minutes, and he had this track. And he said, okay. I said, what am I going to sing? He said, well, hear the words. Just sing along, you know. Mimic it like you do when you're singing everybody else's copy songs, you know. I said, okay, no problem. So I did it, and he loved it. But with Frank, he never gives me the 100. He gives me, you're almost about 65% finished. He said, come on, work at it some more. And I go, and even when he said, that's it, it's still 85%. So I love him, man, because he keeps me on my toes, man. I respect him, and I want him to tell me, give me the direction and tell me that part right there, you have no feeling. You're like talking. Okay, cool. I'll get on and I'll do it. He said, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, I can do it vocally. I can do anything that he asks of me, but you know, at some point, I don't have the creativity to come up with it on my own. So that's why I love my producer.
All right, here it is. Friends before lovers. Here we go.
May regret
I can hear Double Chocolate's vibe. I gotta do this. I can hear a vibe, man. We'll be right back, man. We gotta do this again, man. I love this jam.
On a million, baby. That just set it up for me.
So I love y'all and everything, but yeah, that y'all done set the mood for me tonight, baby.
Wow.
I'm full of what is it? Whiskey. I done have my two blinds.
And that music got that Granny Cat jumping, boy.
Granny Cat on the prowl.
Yes,
real.
I'm gonna crawl in that bed like a cat.
Wow.
Got me a ball.
Great job.
Go ahead, Scrap Bar, man. Talk to us, man.
Hey, man, I absolutely love this song. You know, when you look into what's going on today, most of these folks today become lovers before they become friends. Don't even know the girl's last name. You know what I'm saying? But this song is as real as it gets. When I was growing up, I'm 55, so when I'm growing up, you know, I was in the courting thing, you know. You had to know how to dance. You had to know how to, you know, to be that guy, you know. And when I was visualizing me at a prom dancing to this song. That's how deep it was for me. So, brother, I love it.
Thank you very much, man. Much love.
I was visualizing this dude on Soul Train, man. Everybody that dances in this song, man.
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's all right. Money Mike, go ahead, man.
I like to dedicate this song to my junior high and high school days when this was the song when, you know, we used to get on the phone and you called the young lady and you had the music playing in the background. I used my deductive rhyme skills to match what the singer was saying. That's this song. This is the song that lets her know I'm in this for the long haul. This ain't no play game. The way these words flowing with this music, I feel like the second edition. So I love the song. I love the words. I love everything about it.
So, thank you.
That's the first song on the cassette you sent to her.
First one I said, play it on the
phone. An 8-track.
An old bean bag.
8-track.
And I said that an old bean bag and went to work.
I just want to add one more thing to that, a couple of things. The saxophone player that's on there, he's a good friend of mine, Kyle Turner. He played with Luther Vandross, and he also plays in my band. So when you guys bring us down there, I'm bringing him too.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Does Kyle do jazz? Because he does jazz, man. He need to. That boy is bad on the horn, man.
Yeah, man. Every day. I talk to him every day. Matter of fact, we're shooting the video for Friends Before Lovers. My son is an artist, Malcolm, and he has a whole crew, you know. And his video guy is I Rise Up Fetty. He's shooting the video for it now, and this guy is awesome. Wait till you see the video to Friends Before Lovers. You know, this guy here, man, he's been with my son for years. He's like family to us, you know. And my son does the treatment to my videos. I had a son, my first song I wrote, it was called I Want It. And my son did the video treatment to that. My wife was dancing with me, and it was just a beautiful thing, man. And before my time is up, I want to say thank you to everybody at Malico Records. Thank you for the opportunity to take my dream further. And Mr. Jesse Thompson, I love you, brother. You've been doing everything you can to help me and my baby sister, Yvette. Thank you. And Mr. Lee King, thank you, too. But and everybody that's on this phone tonight, I love y'all, and I appreciate that, man. I love that input, you know, that helps me keep my direction. You know, I don't want to stop doing what I'm doing and start doing line dance music.
Right.
You know, so I appreciate the input.
So, Leroy, your wife interacts with you, you know, when you're doing your videos, when she's needed. She does interact with you.
Yeah. She only did one.
And then she got a shot, I guess. I don't know. But she didn't want to do any more. So.
Oh, no. We're going to
bring her
out of shyness now.
But she did good on the first one. You know, I won it. You know, it's on YouTube. And she did really good, you know. But she don't want to be on no more because she don't really travel with me that much anymore. But she still, you know, enjoys the fact that I'm enjoying myself. So I love her.
Yeah, man, you know, another cat that just came to mind, you guys, that dedicates his music to, you know, his significant other, and, you know, she's in all his videos as well, Chris Jasper of Isley Brothers.
The Isley Brothers. Yeah,
his music is dedicated to his wife, and his videos
that
he do, she is in his videos. She interacts
with him.
And they may have been married as long, I think they're just over 50 some years too. And you know, and they still, you know, he dedicates a lot of his music to her. He just came out with another one. Can't remember the name of it, but yeah, he does it. Moss, you played this new song on your show yet? Mostly lost him. But yeah.
No, I'm still here.
Yeah,
whose music you asking me about?
Chris Jasper's new song on your show yet? His new
one? But I know about Chris Jasper, but I don't have anything of any of the program, man. But it's on point to what you're saying. It's a lot like Leroy's music.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it to you. It's called It Started With a Kiss. That's his latest song.
It started with a kiss. Okay.
Yeah, so you know, you remind me of him, how he loves, you know, him and his wife are really, you know, dedicated to his music, and you know, she's been with him since they left, you know, since the good old days of, you know, the Isley Brothers from Ohio, you know what I mean? And she went, you know, he went on his own, and she's, all his music is dedicated. So he came to my mind when you were talking about your wife, you know, interact with you in the video.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had to bring it up, man. That's love.
Okay,
man.
I'm definitely gonna check it out, man. But you know, it's my whole thing is my team, the people that I work with. You know, I just hired a guy that does all of my technical work. Timothy Haney, and whenever they're good at what they do and they gravitate to me, then I take them aboard, because as long as they do their job, then that makes all of us look good.
Right.
Exactly.
You got to have a team. You know, Michael Jordan had to have a team. He couldn't go beat everybody by himself, you know.
Right.
He's sure good. Not with that team he had in the 80s. But I understand what you're saying, man. You know, a good team is, you know, you got to, you know, helps you to be successful.
Yes.
Because you got a lot of people that want to be on your team just to see you decline and set up for failure and fall, you know.
They have to go through the...
Yeah.
They have to go through big screening process.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's understandable. Let's do this one more time. Mr. Leroy Allen's in the house, man. Give your social media, you know, information out there, man, so people can start following you and start getting that awesome baby-making music, that feel-good music, that music that just want to keep you in the house.
But for right now, because my son is on me every day about being more involved in social media, you know, because it's free. Why not? But so I'm working on that. But for right now, I'm just on YouTube, Leroy Allen Topics. You can hear all my music and see my videos.
All right. Big Brother Moss, man, my hand extends out to you, brother. you know, for staying on
much
with
love,
us tonight,
love,
man. I really appreciate you, man. Again, man, let your father
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it, man. I've enjoyed
yeah,
being
man.
On here with my brother. And
y'all
be
you,
looking
man.
For me, and him, man. We gonna do some stuff together, and we're gonna use his producer Frank McKinney because the brother cheers
yes.
loud for me from the side, man. Frank is always me.
Oh,
you know, he,
man.
When I'm
oh,
record,
man.
Man, Frank comes on there and tell me all the time, "Good job, young man." So I'm looking forward to him doing me like Leroy. Not yet.
Yes,
not
sir.
Yet.
Yes, sir.
You know, and so
yes, sir.
Me and Leroy are the same team now, man. So I'm like Leroy. I love having a team, man. Something we can build on. And
exactly.
y'all just look out for the future, man. You talking about some love songs, man. Me and Leroy together gonna be hell, man.
Come
I'm
on with it.
Man. That's what I am talking about.
I got a new song I'm working on called "Let Me Hear You Moan." I'm talking to a
Damn.
Woman.
That's
yeah, let me moan. I can't wait to get together. That's what I'm working on now.
And you just had to say that with double chocolate spoon hung up on her.
You know, man. I was able to express myself without her.
There you go. Well, man, I appreciate you, man. Let your father know, man, we're thinking about him, man. And, you know, love to have him come back on the show soon as well, too, man, because that brother, your father has a lot of knowledge and a lot of history with him as well, man. So just let him know, DJ Sean asked for him, man. Yeah, man. Big part of music and music and the history of music as well, too, man. Real talk.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I'll get him back to the show, man.
Yes, sir. Man, go ahead, Moss, and let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media as well, big brother.
All social media platforms, man. I'm on Instagram, YouTube. Everything, but I'm on Twitter, but it's kind of down right now. But everything, and my music wasn't up to anyway. But anything music, you can get it, man. Just make sure you / Moes Stovall. That's MOSESTOV as in Victor, ALL. And, man,
and,
I appreciate you. Hard, man. We appreciate
and,
you guys, okay?
Your radio show, when is it on, your radio show? Tell
oh, yeah.
About
Leroy Allen. Yeah, Leroy Allen, Monday through Friday. In Birmingham, Alabama, Worldwide Bell at www.wjldradio.com. I promise you, Leroy Allen playing every day, Monday through Saturday, man, because we're one of the only stations that play Southern Soul and R&B and old school six days a week, man. We play gospel on Sunday, you know.
Thank you, Moes. You know I love you, brother.
Hey, man, ain't nothing but love, brother. I'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Bet.
All right, man. All right,
man.
Appreciate you.
All right, guys. Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, have a good one, brother.
Scrap Iron, man. Let everybody know where they can holler at you, man, on social media, my brother.
Yes, sir. Well, on Facebook, it's listed as Carl Sanders Sr. But Instagram is Scrap Iron for God. It's UNG Music. With Big Money Mike, you know, with the family there. You can catch me up here on the hilltop with DJ Sean. So, hey, holla.
All right, Money Mike, let everybody know where they can follow you at on the social media, big brother.
Our social media platforms, it's UNG Music, I-T-S, UNG, M-U-S-I-C, here at the Hilltop Radio, of course, and the website, UNGmusic.com.
Cool.
That's right, you guys. Again, I want to thank everybody for following. Come next month, I will be live on the newest Phoenix urban radio station, Key Vibes Radio Show, every Saturday from 11 p.m. to 1 p.m., bringing you guys the hottest in soul, southern soul, R&B soul, so an old school R&B on their station starting May the 6th. So you guys will be hearing, you know, the music you hear tonight, you'll hear, you know, on Sundays. I mean, on Saturday nights over there on the Phoenix, Phoenix, out of Phoenix, Arizona, but live here out of Charlotte. On behalf of everybody tonight, I want to thank our guests, Mr. Leroy Allen, Mr. Mo Stovall, for being a part of our show tonight. Also, you listeners out there, man, we had a record-breaking listener tonight. 65K has tuned in over the, you know, over on djshawn.org. I got to check the numbers that tuned in tonight over here on our show. I just want to appreciate two stand-up brothers taking time out of their schedule and bringing us awesome music tonight. And
thank you. DJ Sean, it's an honor, man. Anytime you need me, call.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to be reaching out to Norris tomorrow, man. I think it's time for me to change the new song to the Hilltop Radio Show. I think I'm going to get you to do it for me now, man.
Oh, come on. Let's do it.
Wednesday afternoon on DJ Sean Live, a lunchtime special, I start my Behind the Music with the Scott Three, three talented young men from out of Detroit, moved from Detroit to Decatur, Georgia back in 1968. They had two songs, Running Wild and I Gotta Find a New Love. Pastor Randolph Scott is the only of the three brothers living. If anybody knows who Pastor Randolph Scott is, his two daughters are Tamika and Latasha Scott of Escape. He is my guest Wednesday afternoon on DJ Sean Live. And then Thursday night, we finish up the week with Chris Crane is in the house here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And then Sunday night over there on Double Chocolate Show, Love After Dark, she's got Lomax. So, again, I want to thank everybody for being part of the show, everybody for listening. Shouts out to Scrap Iron. Shouts out to Money Mike. Shouts out to Double Chocolate, the Hilltop All-Stars, and everybody else that's listening. Be blessed, peace, love, and that famous word, hair grease, y'all, and we out of here.
Ah.
It started with a kiss, and I fell in love, and it let you live. That's all it takes, and let you think I found my love mate. I will never forget the day I saw you. You were everything I wanted. Then I began to know you better. I could be with you forever. And then we kept getting closer. Goodbyes to the night grew older. There ain't never gonna be a day I spend without you. It started with a kiss, and I fell in love, and it led to this. Oh, I can't get enough. It started with a kiss, and that's all it takes, and it led to this. I found my be alone. I'll give you everything I own. I need to know that you're believing, believing that our love is strong. Greater love that I could foresee. That's why we've been alone for so long. I love every little thing there is about you. There ain't never gonna be a day I spend without you. Started with a kiss, and I fell in love, and it led to this. I just can't get enough. It started with a kiss. Well, that's all it takes, and it led to this. I found my can't get.